I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, as you may have read, Blockbuster video stores are finally being pretty much completely shuttered across the country. Remember the days when there were thousands of video titles under one roof and you had to go there and bring them back in time and be kind and rewind? Those days are over, and they're over largely in part to the internet. And a key player in that is Netflix, which has been making a lot of noise lately in a lot of different areas and really looking to be part of the ongoing revolution in the movie business and television business that the internet has spawned.
Yeah, and for years, Netflix has been a big home for documentary films, meaning they have acquired digital rights to old documentaries. But they've made a very interesting announcement this week where they've bought a new film and will be the first place probably that most people will see a new documentary, an Oscar contender called The Square.
Yeah, The Square refers to the uprising in Egypt that started with the ouster of Hosni Mubarak, and it went on to include the ouster subsequently of Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood. This was shot in Tahrir Square, largely, in a very gritty, on-the-ground, as-the-events-are-happening kind of way. The filmmakers are actually going to be a guest on our show, The Business, which will be airing Monday at 2:30. And it's a film that is considered a contender for Oscar in the documentary category. It won awards at Sundance and Toronto at the Toronto Film Festival. And should this film, in fact, be nominated, it will be Netflix elbowing its way into the Oscar race, as they did with the Emmys with House of Cards. And they're sort of really coming on as sort of HBO on steroids at this point.
Yeah, but I think much more important, they are going to be a venue to bring new documentary films to an audience. If you look at the box office charts for documentary films, even films that are incredibly well-reviewed, the theatrical receipts are horrible. I mean, it's very rare for a acclaimed documentary film to gross more than $1 million. There's maybe a couple this year. Most grossed $50,000, maybe $100,000. And these films take a lot more than that to get made. So the promise of Netflix and the nonfiction filmmakers we've talked to is that Netflix has a lot of smaller core constituencies. They might be people who are interested in a very narrow topic that a documentary filmmaker is addressing, and they have a way of reaching that audience. Now, the one thing that's mysterious about Netflix, and we've talked about this before, we know how many subscribers they have, but we're not necessarily sure who's watching what. And the deals that they're going to make for documentary films may not be very lucrative deals, and Netflix is asking for a lot of rights. So it may be a good deal in terms of what it's going to give the audience, but it may not be a good deal for the documentary filmmakers themselves.
Meanwhile, it's also just been announced that Netflix is going to do 4 original series that are coming from Disney's Marvel unit, the place that brought you Iron Man 1, 2, 3, and is about to bring you Thor. This is kind of an extraordinary deal in a way because Disney owns Marvel. It also owns ABC, ABC Family. It has cable channels. And yet, these titles are going to Netflix.
Yeah, I think the real question is, why aren't they going to ABC? And the 4 series are Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist, and Luke Cage. And this feels a little bit to me like another version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I know people love their Marvel, but at a certain point, too much Marvel is too much Marvel.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me Mondays at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.